So firstly, on a personal note, I was extremely saddened by the news on Monday. Although Steve remains the owner of the club until a new one can be found, I think we've lost a chairman, and it's sad that we've lost a chairman because he was totally and utterly committed to Wolves. Steve's always understood this huge challenge, the unique responsibility of running a football club, and his passion and commitment towards the team has taken up an enormous amount of his time and his energy. Steve told me that there isn't one single reason why he's reached this decision. It's more a cumulative effect of many different factors. Steve's a man who works harder and longer than any person I've ever known in my entire life. As well as Wolves, he runs Redrow PLC, which is a national house building firm. He has several other personal business interests, both home and abroad, and he remains committed to very many different charities and community initiatives via the Morgan Foundation and by the Wolves Community Trust. Given all of this, it actually surprises me how much time he's been able to devote to Wolverhampton Wanderers. Following his divorce over 2 years ago, he now has a new partner. He has reassessed his time commitments and feels the time is right to pass the club on to somebody else, as he can no longer devote the necessary time and energy to being Wolves chairman. Consequently, he has stepped down from the board and will not be involved in the club's day-to-day activities. He will, of course, work with us in regards to the sale of the club and bringing in a new owner. From the day Steve walked through the door in 2007, his commitment has been clear, from investing in the club's infrastructure and on the team and on new players. Steve has a belief that the football club should run in a sustainable way, with a sensible strategy. A strategy that involves an emphasis on producing our own players, driven by a massive investment both in terms of capital and ongoing costs in the academy, whilst at the same time buying players as and when required. Some people will of course say he hasn't done enough, but during the last 8 years he has sanctioned over £85 million being spent on buying and acquiring new players, and that does not include wages. Throughout his chairmanship, Steve's philosophy has always been to put the football first, but without ever overstretching the finances to a degree that we have seen with other clubs, where they run into serious difficulties, administration, points deductions, and almost go out of business as a consequence of insolvency. And as by way of an example of that, of him putting the football first, as people will remember, we could have sold Bakary Sakho in January for a lot of money, but we didn't. We could have sold Benikofobi in the summer for a huge amount of money, but didn't. Why? Because Steve wanted to have the best possible team. And of course, we knew that Bakary Sakho, if he didn't get promoted, would probably leave for nothing. Football is always first with Steve. Steve is a highly successful and well-respected businessman who clearly has Wolves' best interests at heart. Under his leadership, we've always aimed to run the club, and I think the business is sometimes crazy environment amid inflated transfer fees and crazy wages, and which is all pushed by this massive influx of money at the top end of the Premier League. But he wants to run it in a sustainable manner and not in a boom and bust situation that we've seen in the past. At the same time, never losing sight of the dream of trying to return to the top division. And we believe that that can be achieved again. In fact, it's probably worth remembering that the club has spent 4 seasons in the Premier League in the past 32 years. 3 of those Premier League seasons were during Steve's chairmanship. I think seeing him step down as chairman is not only sad for Wolves, but is very sad for the city as well. We appreciated the warmth of the public statement that the City Council issued yesterday, reflecting that fact. Away from football, Steve is a massive supporter of our charity work for Wolves Community Trust. He's voluntarily donated over £2 million hard cash directly to Wolverhampton during the period to local charities and community groups. He's shown incredible benevolence and leadership in building the Way Youth Zone in Wolverhampton City Centre, which in my opinion will be the most incredible charitable activity for underprivileged children this area will ever see. I invite you all to go up and see it if you haven't. In addition, the Morgan Foundation has given away over £30 million of cash to good causes in the northwest of the country, primarily funded by Steve Morgan himself. And I don't know anybody who is able to give this level of benevolence. He doesn't do it for thanks or recognition, but does it because he has a heart of gold. Yet in contrast, Steve often receives criticism from some people over football matters. Now, he knows it certainly goes with the territory, as we all do who are involved with football. But if some of the more severe vitriol has in some way contributed to this decision, then I do think it's very, very unfortunate. Sometimes, publicly at least, it's people who shout the loudest who get heard the most. However, we've received many, many letters, emails, phone calls from people from all walks of life recognising Steve's contribution to Wolves and thanking him for his efforts as chairman, while still appreciating he's committed to the club financially until such time as a new owner, the right owner, can be found for Wolves. And Steve wishes to thank everyone who has supported him and the club during his time. When Wolves was put up for sale, it took a period of 4 years to find Steve. As we all know, there are plenty of football clubs in this country that are for sale. I think all the principal Midlands clubs are up for sale. And like them, we'll carry on operating in the same way as before, very much business as usual. I think the task of finding someone equal or better than Steve Morgan will be an enormous challenge. We will strive to accomplish this in a private and professional manner, but it will take time. And for the record, we will not be issuing regular updates to the press and media on how that process is going, because I have a feeling we'd be issuing statements saying nothing to report for a very long time. So I hope you will respect that view. On a day-to-day basis, the board, our staff and I will continue to work as hard as we can to fulfil the responsibilities of running this great football club. We have an exciting young team led by an outstanding coach and support staff. We believe we're in a very good position to proceed with some confidence about the football task that faces us. As ever, this will be made easier with fiercely passionate, noisy supporters backing the team as they usually do, home and away. It's still very early on in the season, and we're only 3 points off the playoffs, with I think 37 games to go. We believe it's possible for this football club to achieve all that it wants to achieve, and for our supporters and all our stakeholders to enjoy the success that could bring.